You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, we are about to wrap up the show, but before we do head on out, it's time for our personal finance feature. And in today's personal finance feature, we are looking at what happens to your debt when you die and how to ensure that it's properly planned for to prevent it being passed on to your future generations and landing them up in a debt spiral they struggle to get out of. I do have Quinton Ramuhlabi, the Quality Assessor of National Debt Advisors for more. Quinton, thanks so much for your time. So I know the question as to what happens to your debt when you die is not the easiest question to answer because it's complex. It's determined on your setup, whether you're married in community of property or not, whether you have a will or not, which type of debt we're talking about here, be it unsecured or secured. But just generally speaking, what should our listeners know about what does happen to debt when one passes?
Well, good afternoon, good evening, Fifi. Thank you so much for having me. So with regards to the debt in general, what I will advise the people who are listening outside there, of course, it is quite complicated with regards to what type of debts do you have and what type of insurance or will do you have in place. So it is very advisable for the people outside there who do have secured debts and, of course, unsecured debts to have a plan in place so that it can basically assist them in future. Like, for instance, we're looking for the wills, whereby as an individual, you will have to decide, okay, which specific assets or which debts, or you want to put all of your debts into the will so that when you, in terms of you passed away, then the estate or your maybe spouse, if you married in community of property, will be able to control your finances in terms of selling some other assets in order for them to be able to pay for your debts. Or otherwise, then you will have to, the estate itself or credit providers will have to apply for legal action through the magistrate. And of course, they're going to repossess those assets and be able to settle all of your debts. So it's very advisable for people to basically draw the will with an appointed attorney, whereby they will be able to do everything for them in terms of an emergency.
Okay, so in the event that... maybe not that you have a will, but you have a will in place rather, and in the will you and your partner, be it your spouse or your business partner, co-sign on this debt. What then happens when one of the partners pass?
Well, basically what will happen is that the remaining party will be responsible for all the debts. Because now everything is joined, and specifically for the couple who's married in community of property, then according to the law, they are seen as one. So it is very advisable. In fact, it is going to happen that the credit providers will take the debt to the remaining person partner so that they can be able to see what they can do with regards to that. So it's very important for the will also to be in place. But if you're not married in community of property and there was no maybe perhaps a will in place or something like that, it will all depend because everything is just going to go through certain stages because there will be different situations. And therefore, magistrate will have to mediate in terms of what the credit providers should do and maybe perhaps selling all of those assets or sell the bare minimum so that they can cover one's debts, and the remaining one they should maybe give it to the family in terms of making sure that they can sustain themselves also. But in general, if they're married in community of property, those liabilities, they go to the remaining partner who will be able to settle all of them or may be responsible to pay the all of the outstanding balance.
And so what happens if that is the case, or even if you co-sign on a debt with your business partner and now you've got this big liability, the executor or the people who govern this process start selling assets to try and come up with the money to pay for this debt, this liability. But even after the sale of all the assets, you still have money outstanding, as in there isn't enough in the estate to cover the full debt. What happens then?
It is unfortunate that the remaining partner or the person who will be responsible, or which we may basically refer them as co-signed debt, the person will be responsible for the debt if one passed away. They are going to be held liable for the outstanding balance, because if unfortunate liquidity happens and we paid all of the debt. The estate sold all of the property, which is the asset, and pay all the money to the other debts. But it is unfortunate that it was not enough to settle all of the other debts. Then the remaining partner will be responsible for paying the outstanding balance of all of those debts.
Sure. So I suppose in that case, then it would be important to come up with an arrangement with whoever you owe the money to in the event that you can't pay the full lump sum at one go.
That is correct. So most of the time, we basically encourage people to go through the process, which they can seek for the professional assistance outside there, because this is a very serious matter where they need to refer to magistrating court, whereby they will be able to mediate with regards to this, because even magistrate will also work on the on both sides' favors, because at the end, the remaining spouse or maybe the family will have to have something to sustain, you understand, to buy the monthly expenses, to survive on a daily basis in general. So it is very, absolutely very best also for them to be able to appoint an attorney whereby they will be able to do the proper process in terms of mediating and, of course, bringing the facts why it is very important also for the family to pay the bare minimum, not to pay the whole lump sum at once, because they won't be able to have enough to survive on a daily basis.
Sure. Mm. And Quinton, I see that there's a different treatment of the government versus private student loans. And I'd like your thoughts on that. When we're dealing with student loans or student debt that has been provided by the government, say, for instance, an ASFAS, and student debt or private loans that have been provided by the bank. Just help us understand how that debt is treated.
Well, in the situation whereby we get the government loan or the student loan, which is a very good point, normally what the credit providers does, they normally recommend an individual who's seeking for the funds or assistance with regards to their spouse, of course, to basically take the insurance with the loan. So in terms of an emergency, then you know that you can pay monthly basis your monthly installment towards your study loan. And in terms of anything happens, death and, of course, an emergency, maybe disability or accident, life cover will be able to cover your debt in terms of that. Normally, what I normally come across, or even also some of the organizations, what they do, including the credit providers, they normally cover the whole lump sum in terms of the debt. So it's very important for them also to have insurance, because it's going to secure them in future. Those debts will be paid up.
Okay. Quinton, thanks so much for joining us. You have given us really important information here on how to properly prepare for all your assets and liabilities in a will when you pass, and particularly to ensure that the debt or liabilities that are left over are planned for, so your loved ones are not met with a big surprise upon your passing and a unfortunate financial situation that they themselves are unable to meet at that present moment in time. But that's Quinton Ramatlobi. He's the quality assessor of the National Debt Advisors.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.